I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. We all know that a medical situation can arise when we least expect it. That said, knowing when to go to the hospital emergency department and when to go to either your doctor's office or an urgent care clinic can help ensure that the right care is provided in the right setting. The American College of Emergency Physicians recommends going to the emergency department in the instances of difficulty breathing, chest pain or pressure, fainting, loss of consciousness, sudden dizziness or weakness, particularly on one side of the body, sudden changes in vision, difficulty speaking, confusion or change in mental status, sudden or severe pain, particularly unusual abdominal pain, severe asthma attack or severe allergic reactions to food, medication, or an insect bite or sting, a high fever that's not getting better or is escalating, a traumatic injury such as a broken bone or penetrating wound, uncontrolled bleeding, severe vomiting, diarrhea, or burns, coughing or vomiting blood, suicidal feelings. For less serious conditions, urgent care centers, walk-in clinics, and your doctor's office can provide care comparable to an emergency department, often with shorter waits and at less expense. Conditions treated in these settings include non-life-threatening allergic reactions, allergies and asthma, minor burns, congestion, cough, earaches and ear infections, fever, flu, migraines, rashes, sinus infections, sore throat, stomach aches, cuts and stitches, and sprains and strains. The most important thing to remember, though, is that if the condition seems life-threatening, call 911 immediately. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.